in a way of talking, because it's not implanted. It comes and goes, because that is the breath. He said, "Vanafachtu min ruhi," the combination of the clay, which was earth and the water, means reality and knowledge. Okay, let it dry. That is complete. Then it was not alive, it was not a human being yet. He blew in it. What? His own breath. His own breath is in me. That's my ruh. That's my breath. That's the part we are talking here. That hidden stuff in me, which could come out and take control of my life, instead of this, which is in the control of animal life. This is what we're talking about, right? So the David, in a way, is in me. And that David could sleep and dream and connect to somewhere else, the way I sleep and dream and I go somewhere else. And all that because that David will learn, will come back and knows everything. Because that prophet's information is not quantity. He either knows it or doesn't. Do you remember? Quality was like that. There is or is not. Okay, his eye will open, means my heart's eye will open. Suddenly I will realize not only the cow was mine, the owner of the cow. Who is the owner of your cow? You? Yes, this one. This is the owner of this animal. Always, in all animals. No exception. Even in us. This is in control of this. This is made for, right? I'm more than this. The other part, this should not control. I should control. What is the other part? My meaning. Me being teacher has nothing to do with this. It has everything to do with this. This is the meaning. If this class doesn't exist, quality of teaching doesn't exist. Before civilization, there was no teacher. Human being was here, was walking, and has invented a lot of stuff. Yes. In all the agriculture time, I mean 1,000 years ago, more than that, a couple of 1,000 years, civilization started, and we didn't start it, remember? That's a very good stuff to remember. That's, I go back to my first PhD now, that's city planning. You know, civilization, we didn't create it. It happened because of one simple stuff, which I always talk about, and you always put it aside as a term of these nonsenses, is critical mass. Critical mass is one of the best information we have gathered in our scientific understanding. We understand that you cannot add something and add forever. There is a special point over there. With adding one little stuff, suddenly it will transform to something else. This is how civilization arrived. Critical mass happened when transportation increased, and all these caravans, they have to stop when it comes to the river. So the cross-section of a river and a road is the creator of a critical mass. The people will gather over there, and specialty will come out. For the first time, there is a goldsmith. Before that, everybody should do the horseshoe, and everybody will do it, no good. Suddenly, there is this specialist, because all the caravans will stop over there, and they need to reinflate their tire or wheels or thing like that. So, without knowing it, suddenly our life changed forever. because after the goldsmith and some hotelier maybe over there, then is the time for the teacher. When there are so many students, for the first time there is this professional teacher. Teaching rise by itself because of critical mass. It happens always like that. There are stuff that it happened like a miracle, which looks like a miracle, but it's simple to understand. Okay? Now, here we are talking about me finding my prophet and making that prophet the boss. First, that prophet should learn. This is why we are reading these books. Because here we are trying to teach our soul the basic of itself to return to, somehow, okay? So, in this term, my David will dream. Not like the dream you had last night. Like the dream that King had. Remember, I have a dream. That way we look at the future and we dream that the future will be better than this. We hope that this knowledge will be handed over and fully understood by more people, more and more. This is what the dream is all about. Then the realization is here. First of all, the ego is mine. Okay? This fellow who has captured everything is my slave. Isn't it? My brain was made in this biological machine to serve me. Right? Does it have any special ownership here? It's like all other members. So, and this one is a traitor. Why? This one has killed my father and my mother and took control of everything. Do you remember when this happened? Book one, first story. Do you remember? There, once upon a time there was the king, which was me, when I started to walk around and understand the universe, the first thing I discovered was this one. And I fell in love with it. And everything worked well. At the beginning was good. The problem started when love was here. When I passed the age, suddenly love was here, confusion was here, because I was used up to teenager years. You will try to learn all the rules, and love doesn't accept any rule, exception. Do you remember the confusion? It's still on. That confusion should be answered here. The guy will understand that everything is mine, and this fellow should give up whatever control he has, give it to me, and be obedient, be my servant. My brain should serve me. I'm not my brain. It's mine, like my hand. My hand should do the job for me, right? Same thing is the brain. There's a membrane here, isn't it? And we know how it works. It works simply by counting. Yeah. That's why if you repeat something, you'll never forget it. Even if that is the silliest stuff, you know. Try to forget something. Now, everybody, try to forget number 7. Try to forget it. The only number you're thinking about is number 7. That's how it works. This is mine. I should be in control. And this is how it is explained. Who is the guilty party tonight? How about you?
Okay.
Yes? I suggest you start from 2, 3, 4, 3. because over there he talked about something.
Even
as a delicious savor.
The taste. Right from the taste or the couple before that?
Couple before that, because I want you to remember we talked last time about alas. That alas, which is famous, is just a question mark. It shows that we say God asks us, do you remember I'm your God? He is talking like that. Imagine a crazy God is walking around and asking, do you remember I'm your God? Do you remember I'm your God? And everybody will say, yes, 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 except you. You have to think about it. What? This was the point. He said, wait a minute. You better think about it. Not because that question is very important, which is. And not because knowing the answer of that is very important, which is. He said, it tastes good. And every believer will have that taste carrying always in the life. That's why we notice that. It feels good. Why? Why does it feel good if I remember that I am created by Hab? Do you remember in this path I'm trying to approach Hab, to get closer to Hab, right? Thinking about that, Hab has created me, which is, who has created me? Can you tell me who created me? Oh, remember, I'm not talking about this bloody machine and this one. I'm talking about the other one. That is created by all those meanings. If there, remember, before we arrived here, there was no good or bad. Remember that? A lion is hunting a baby, let's say baby giraffe. Is it good or bad? Good or bad starts when we arrive, because we have the choice. We could decide to do this or that. Because of that, we are responsible. For this responsibility, we have to remember that connection always. So naturally, it tastes good when I feel that, yes, I'm created by goodness. Remember book two? Beginning of the book too, he said, there are two pictures of humanity. One is drawn by logic, which is Satan. And I don't give a damn about it, because he was looking down at me, because he saw everything but the breath. Because this one sees everything but the breath. That's how Satan will miss when God will tell him, okay, bow to him and say, this one is earth. Yes, this is earth and water. But the breath is in here somehow. That's why he should respect me. That, this is the Satan here. The knowledge, the center of knowledge is here, right? This is the traitor. He looks down at me. I'm not this. I'm that. So, remembering that I'm that, I am the creation of meanings. I'm not the creation of my body. That's the animal one. That's the chimp talk. But the meaning I have, the meaning which is not in me, which is out, which is in you, that is the important stuff. Because before this, every animal is limited to his skin, isn't it? I'm not. I'm connecting to a guy from 800 years ago. His animal is dead, but his spirit is here. Yes, we beat it to death. Death is for the animal. I'm here forever. Yes, that's what it is. Not that I'm here forever because I am me. I could die and be finished if I don't do anything and I have no meaning. If I just live. Okay?